This is Talk of the Town. Good morning. I'm your host, Greg Allen, on 1230 WSAL. It is a very, very extreme privilege and pleasure to have with me as my guest this morning, Anna Gigi, who you may remember as being here just a couple months ago with Christopher Cross. She was his keyboardist and backup vocalist. However, we strongly believe after hearing her own CD that maybe she should be the headliner. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Greg.
Did I build you up too much?
Oh, I love it.
We just thank you. You are just absolutely fantastic. You have just an absolutely beautiful voice. How did you get involved with Christopher?
Actually, I auditioned for his gig about five and a half years ago. I had done a gig with the bass player, Jen Kondos, and she said, you know, he's looking for a keyboard player, vocalist, and so I auditioned, and I got the gig.
How, on top of being just a fantastic vocalist, you also are a very accomplished pianist, keyboardist. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since the age of five. My dad is a classical conductor of symphony orchestras, so both my brother and I were raised in the classical realm. I played piano, flute, and viola growing up. My brother played piano, violin, and guitar, and we kind of branched out into the pop world as we were influenced by, you know, Beatles and all the great pop artists at the time. So I trained classically with piano for years.
Have you played with any other famous musicians like Christopher Cross?
I have. I have actually had the pleasure of touring. Well, Christopher's my first tour, really, as mm-hmm. of 5 years ago, but I've played with, as a result, with America, Andrew Gold, Stephen Bishop.
Oh, wow.
Before that, I did freelance gigs with, like, Deborah Gibson, and I did a recording date with Ben Folds, who's a good friend.
Oh, wow.
One of the songs that I cover on my album is Ben gave me permission to record, called The Luckiest. I've toured also with Juan Gabriel, who is a Latin star. That was a pretty major tour I did a couple years ago. We toured all through America, United States, and Mexico, and we played huge venues like the Staples Center and Madison Square Garden, and he's just got a huge following. He's been around for a long time. So we would play really large venues of, you know, 20,000, 30,000 people.
Now, it's Anna Gigi, right?
Yes.
What is that? Your last name?
My parents are of Argentinian descent.
Okay.
We're Argentinian Jews, and Gigi is the way you pronounce it. I've heard all versions of that name. Gigi Gugu, Gigi Gugu, Gui Gui, Gagi. I mean,
we've been calling you Gooey Gooey around here.
I kind of like that.
Do you really?
You know, I could be Anna Gooey Gooey in Indiana. Why not? It's distinct.
Well, I tell you what, you are just fantastic. You actually sent us a copy of your CD, and it is called Love is on the Line, and it was produced by someone who our listeners may be familiar with, Andrew Gold.
Yeah, Andrew Gold is terrific. He's a big pop icon of mine. I grew up, you know, admiring him and listening to his Lonely Boy hit and Thank You for Being a Friend. And, you know, he and Carole King, people of, you know, real true singer-songwriters at that time were real influences for me.
Now, how did you get hooked up with Andrew?
Well, you know, it's a funny story, and I'll keep it short and sweet. But
no, you don't have to. You've got plenty of time. Go ahead.
Well, I basically picked up a greatest hits CD of his about 3 years ago, and it just brought back all these memories, and I thought, boy, what is this? I wonder what he's doing these days. Andrew Gold. I loved him. I loved his Lonely Boy album. What's Wrong with This Picture?
Mm-hmm.
Such a great album. So I actually Googled him online, and there was a website to email him, and I did, and I thought it was some kind of a, you know, fan-based site, but in actuality, it was directly connected to him, and he emailed me back directly.
Wow.
And I just asked him. I said, you know, I don't know if you produce independent artists or not, but I'm Anahiki and or Gooey Gooey in Indiana, but I'm Anahiki and I toured with Christopher Cross, and I knew that he and Christopher were, you know, peers, so that he knew I wasn't just, you know, some kook on the street writing him. And he actually wrote me back, and we exchanged emails and decided to, you know, he asked me to submit my package to him, and he liked it. I had a previous CD, my first CD called Forever, which is actually still available on CD Baby. People still buy it randomly from time to time. But and we met for lunch and connected, and I told him my idea that I wanted to do make a Carole King tapestry-type record, a true singer-songwriter album,
yeah.
And he loved the idea. And initially, I think we had agreed that he would, you know, help me co-write one or two of the songs, but we ended up co-writing about half the songs on the record.
Wow.
By the end of the project, and we're both so, so happy with the result.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It's really well-produced, just an amazing album, as they used to call them back in the day.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly it. I mean, I don't want to date myself, but we... Andrew and I set out to make an album. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Now, tell us about the project.
Well, it took us a couple of years from start to finish because we would meet, you know, once or twice a week given my touring schedule and his production schedule. He has a studio in his home that we would work out of. And, you know, just started building the songs and working on demos at his place. And he's incredibly savvy. With Pro Tools and technology and being, he's a great engineer, very talented, and he plays everything. He plays, I mean, as you know, guitar, but he plays drums and keyboards and sings. I mean, he's just an all-around incredible talent.
Wow.
And it was so inspiring, and I have to tell you, the first time I sat down with him, because we spent 2 or 3 months in negotiation with contracts and trying to get all the legalities out of the way, and I didn't know, you know, how we would work together. So our first meeting, I sat next to him, and I swear I had tears in my eyes. I just could not believe that I was sitting next to Andrew Gold.
You're starstruck, huh?
So I really was. I'm not that type. I really am not. Ask Christopher. I'm very low-key when it comes to that stuff. But I was really smitten creatively because he was an idol of mine growing up. It was a dream come true for me, you know. It's about making dreams come true. And I had tears in my eyes. We sat down, we started writing, and I just couldn't believe. And our first song was Man Inside My Head. That's the second cut on the CD, which we both feel is probably our single release to be. But just an amazing experience all around. He's so prolific, and creatively, it was so inspiring. And I call him my mentor, you know, he laughs, but I do. I really look up to him. He was very inspiring to me.
Oh, that is fantastic. Tell us about the songs on the CD. What do you have on here?
You know, it's an interesting collection of songs that Andrew and I handpicked. Some of the songs were songs that I had always wanted to record, something that struck a chord in me, you know, spiritually or just artistically. One of the songs, like I said previously, I called Ben Folds. It was a song that he had written called The Luckiest that he released, and just really struck home to me, and I thought really went well with the rest of the songs on the album. And he gave me the okay to re-record it, and Andrew really did a wonderful job producing that song. That's one of my favorite cuts on the record. We have a Janis Joplin cover. Every album has to have a cover on it, so
it's
Peace of My Heart, and real interesting take to that. And John Gilliton helped arrange that song and, you know, gave us permission to use that also. And, again, just Andrew's ideas, and, you know, he sang a lot of background vocals with me, and it just really, I think, has a great edge to it.
I noticed one of the tracks on the CD is in Spanish.
It is Latidos del Corazón, that's beating of the heart, and Andrew was thrilled because he's never written a Spanish song before, and we co-wrote that together. And that has a real heart to it for sure.
Do you speak fluent Spanish? Or?
I am native bilingual. My family and I speak Spanish at home. It was my first language. I learned English in school. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Spanish is my first language. Latidos del corazón.
So do you have any plans to do anything primarily in Spanish?
Well, funny you should ask, Greg. I've been persuading Christopher Cross for the past 2 years to let me do some translations, Spanish translations of his greatest hits, and we finally got on the same page, and he agreed to move forward with the project. So we started working on a Spanish album of his greatest hits, and I have to say the first cut that we did is a duet called Open Up My Window, which we cover live in concert. It's one of the songs that he wrote a few years ago on his album release, Open Up My Window. And we've been doing it in Spanish on stage, and it's really, people are really taking to it. We performed in Mexico, in Ecuador, in Peru, Spain, and even in America. You know, there's a huge bilingual population, and people have been very receptive to Christopher's singing in Spanish. So very, very excited about this project.
How is he doing with it? I mean, does he know Spanish at all?
You know, Christopher does not speak Spanish, but he's got an incredible ear. And as you know, well can guess, I mean, learning a language is like learning music. You know, it's all in the ear and hearing something and repeating it. And that was his biggest hesitation in taking on the project. He said, well, you know, I'd have to sing, you know, like 8 songs on stage in Spanish. And I don't know if I can do that. And I said, you know, you can totally do it. Once you do it enough times, you repeat it, and it's in your head and in your body. And I'll be with you. You know, I'll be on stage with you. So I'm really proud of him. He's a real risk taker in that sense. Mm. And I think it'll open up some great new doors for him in the European market, Latin market, and even just in America, in the States.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, there's a big bilingual population across, you know, population here, and he's so talented. He really brings himself fully to it, and we heard the song back for the first time in the studio, that demo we did of Open Up My Window, and in Spanish is called Abro Mi Ventana, and he just could not believe it was himself singing in Spanish. You know, he sounds great.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, because we have a huge Latino population even here in our community of Logansport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so That might be something that would be very interesting, you know, to see happen. You know, putting a CD of his hits together. Now, would you include things like Ride Like the Wind and Sailing?
Absolutely, those are all, you know, all his greatest hits will be included,
yeah.
And including also Abro Mi Ventana, Open Up My Window, which was not a hit per se, but I think could be, given, you know, the Spanish nature of it, that would really go over, I think.
So how would you sing Sailing in Spanish?
You know, literally translated, navegar is sailing. But when you do a Spanish translation, sometimes, or a foreign language translation of a song, you have to take it on conceptually sometimes, not literally. So it might be a phrase or something that equivocates, that equals sailing. You know, we'll have to see how I come to it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's really fun.
Your CD, Love Is on the Line, you said the second track on that, which is The Man Inside My Head, you think is going to be probably the hit that will be released. Tell us how you came to this song.
How we came up with the idea?
Yeah.
Well, you know, collaboration is a real interesting process, and Andrew and I just sat and talked for a while. Everyone comes to it differently, but we would just sit and talk, and we really got to know each other as friends, obviously, in the songwriting process. And it just came up as, I don't know, we started with the music first, and as the song evolved, we usually come up with the music aspect of the songs first, and then we would write the lyrics. And so musically, the song came together pretty quickly, and then we started thinking about the lyrics and the context and the subject, and just something that came up for me, The Man Inside My Head. It's been, you know, my search for a soulmate, finding that significant other that makes you feel complete, and that's kind of how the idea evolved.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually, at the end of our time together, I'll actually play that song, and we'll let the audience enjoy
Great.
That. Now, who's helping you on this project as far as instrumentally?
You know, we've got some great musicians on the album. We did a live, we did Just Like I Wanted, live tracks.
Wow.
Went to the studio. Yeah.
Did you do any in one take?
There is one song on that album that is one take, and that's My First Night Alone Without You, which I heard on a Bonnie Raitt album in the 70s. And the writer is credited on the record. I don't have it in front of me.
Casey Vasey or Casey Vassey, maybe?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that song, I don't know, I just went into the booth, and the guys played it through, and I sang, and it just... The way it is the way it was. We did not auto-tune the vocal. We didn't touch it.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was one of those moments, you know. And Andrew, you know, came out of the studio and said, you know, that was magical, and that's why I'm doing this. That's the reason we're doing this record, to record songs like that.
Okay, so I took you off track. Who were the musicians?
Sorry.
Sorry. My bad.
Not at all. Matt Logg is the drummer. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal. He's a studio musician here in L.A., plays with all sorts of people. I don't know. One of the big credits was Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
Wow.
On that record. We have Bob Glob on bass, who has played on way too many records for me to list right now, but... He's been around forever, and he's a classic, one of those classic guys that has played on everyone's singer-songwriter album, you know, from Andrew Gold referred a lot of these people to me, and it's because he had worked with them in the past, but Bob and him had worked on all the Linda Ronstadt records together.
Wow.
As well, and Val Garay was my engineer, my recording engineer, we recorded at his studio, Blue Palm, in Burbank, and he's real old school, you know, takes a few hours to set all the sounds up. Really finesse the drum sounds, everybody, and Val was a huge asset to this record. He really created the sound in the studio for it. We have Mark Goldenberg on guitar, who is also a real established studio musician here in L.A., but his usual touring band is Jackson Brown. You can see him out touring. He's played with everybody and their brother as well. Luis Conti on percussion, and Luis... is a very funny guy, very talented, also tours with James Taylor and the like. I don't want to leave anybody out here. And Andrew, of course, played guitar on a lot of the cuts and embellished on a lot of stuff in post. And then I played keyboards on some of the tracks mixed in with Andrew. We had created some of the demos previously, and we actually tracked to Pro Tools on a couple of the cuts. The band played live to the pre-recorded track because we had captured such a great track with some things that we didn't want to lose or recreate. So, that was the band.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you got a lot of accomplished musicians backing you on this, and it comes through on the recording as well.
Thank you. We're real proud of it, and everybody brought such great, great energy and ideas to the record.
Anna, on top of touring with Christopher Cross, what other things are you currently doing?
You know, I'm one of these kind of renaissance women, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I do a little bit of everything, and I support myself playing out and singing, and I also am a professional actress.
Cool.
So if you go to my website, www.annagigi.com, you can actually download a lot of my clips from TV and film projects that I've worked on. And when I first moved out to LA, I had a recurring role on General Hospital for a couple of years.
Really?
So some people still identify me at Trader Joe's or at the market as Penny, the recurring waitress on the show.
Don't
hit the messenger. You know, how's Elizabeth doing? Did you hear? Do you know? Blah, blah. It's very funny.
That is great.
Yeah, it's a great experience. And my latest project that I'm pushing besides my record is my one-woman show that's taken me 3 years to write. And I'm actually pitching that right now. And there's a theater here in Los Angeles that will be producing the show called the White Fire Theater. And Richard Klein is my director. I don't know if you remember the show Three's Company,
yeah.
Sitcom on TV.
Oh, yeah.
So Richard Klein portrayed the role of Larry on the show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Very talented man, and I'm really proud to say that he was a part of my process, and both my creative and learning process, and he was my director. So
Now, what kind of show will this be?
I'm sorry?
What kind of show will it be? Like a musical show?
You know, it's I call it a musical dramedy. It's a drama comedy, and the show is called God Box. And the reason it's called God Box is it's about making dreams come true, and a God Box is something that you put your wishes and dreams into to manifest your dreams.
Hmm.
And the focus of my show is about, you know, seeking out my soulmate and finding that true love in my life.
Sounds fascinating.
And it's funny, it's touching, it's a real interesting journey based on my life story. So it involves my career, my family, my music, and my soulmate search.
Anna, how can people get their hands on your CD, Love is on the Line?
Right now, they can contact my website directly, www.annagigui.com. It's A-N-A-G-U-I-G-U-I.com. And I just directly send out the CDs. They can send me a check here, and I'll communicate with them via email. And I'd like to find a local mom-and-pop bookstore or CD store in your town to see if we can carry it there and have it available for your listeners.
Well, absolutely. Maybe someone's listening right now and is thinking, I'd love to have her CD in my store. So, yeah, actually, if they contact us here at the radio station, we can get them in touch with you.
So on a side note, there's a movie called Cattle Call, which is going to be released by National Lampoon nationwide. And my brother, Martin Gigui, is the screenwriter and director of that film.
Really?
And yes. And the movie should be released between Valentine's Day and Easter sometime. So keep an eye out for Cattle Call. I also act in that movie, and my role is Tarzana. I'm a crazy Latina chica.
That is great.
It's really fun. And that movie is about three best friend guys who get together who set up a fake casting agency to search for their soulmate. So that's also a tie into my idea of my show, God Box. But keep an eye out for Cattle Call and the soundtrack.
Anna Gigui, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you today. We're going to actually wrap up our time together with your song, The Man Inside My Head.
Likewise. Thank you so much for your time, and I send my love out to everybody, and happy holidays to everybody.
And I actually have five of Anna's CDs to give away to the first five callers. You call right now, 739-1230, and I'll give you a copy of Anna Gigui's CD called Love is on the Line. Call now. We've got our five winners: Carolyn Kinneman, Brent Kelly, Chris Farnham, Shirley Garrison, and Jane Kaiser all win copies of Anna Gigui's CD called Love is on the Line. This is track number two, called The Man Inside My Head.
Man in really need.